This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville.
I have with me Philippa Duncan, who is going to talk about the Irma Stern Museum. Now, the Irma Stern Museum has been on the Artcraft Museum's map forever, and now we're talking about it because it's in the state of closure. It has just closed down. Philippa, give us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in standing up and saying this can't happen.
So effectively what happened is while I was doing my master's, I was looking for, subjects for my actual thesis and landed on Irma, but just not looking at Irma, the artist, but also looking at the construction of the museum, the construction of her trust. And having read her will for the first time and then sort of got the management agreement between the Irma Stern trustees and UCT, I then started identifying a lot of things that were wrong. And the further I dived, the more became obvious, including when I started getting hold of the actual minutes of the meetings up until 2020. I could see then that the same problems were just circling back on each other.
And what were the problems?
Definite issues from UCT's side in terms of honoring the agreement. It's an old house. I mean, the footprint of the house goes back to 1842. So you're already dealing with, primary structure that's almost 200 years old. And old houses have their issues. They don't like being locked up. They don't like not being looked after. You have things like rising damp, which is not a new problem. You have damp, which is continually a problem. Older construction materials such as, I hate to say it, asbestos. There is asbestos in the house. And, things like that. And, also understanding that you keeping Irma's collections there, there has to be a lot of incremental control in order to keep certain things like UV exposure, the damp out. So you need to have dehumidifiers running, things like that. So climate control, also an issue.
But you did have a wonderful place to visit with a very unique ambiance. And how does one move forward to make sure that this iconic heritage museum and a home museum is very unusual and very special. How do you preserve it and how do we take this into the future?
Well, I think Kathy Wheeler made the point at the meeting last week between Nedbank and the public, where she said, Irma's home is a very special place. It is, after all, where Irma lived from 1927 until she died in 1966. That's, 40 years of being in the same place. I mean, I'm currently in the longest space that I've been in my own home for 10 years next year. So, never mind being in the same place for 40 years. But that was the place that Irma returned to time and time again. And, the wonderful thing about her collections, for example, is that they aren't your collector standard trophies. They're the things that meant so much to her when she was traveling. And for the public to lose that is going to be the ultimate travesty.
So how do you see us being able to go forward in a constructive way to make sure that something as iconic as this, and particularly with her reemergence in Europe and the exposure she's getting and the importance as an expressionist artist, of the time, how do we address it?
Well, it is so important. Given, on the back of the success of the Brooker Museum exhibition, where, people were going in by their droves. And in fact, in the last couple of weeks in the museum itself, there
That's
were people
Berlin.
Coming, yes, in Berlin. But people were coming to Irma's home while it was still open before the 31st and saying, they'd seen the Brooker exhibition. They'd never heard about her before, but knowing that she had a home, they had to come to it.
Well, how do we keep in touch with you to make sure that we know what's happening and we don't have the sudden closure, but hopefully a way forward that we'll know things are protected and things will go well?
There is a Facebook page, Friends of Irma Stern. Please come and friend it. That we're posting things on there regularly. If anyone would like to get hold of me directly, I highly recommend WhatsApp because I often don't get to answer my phone during the days. So
just your phone number, please.
083-480-9189.
We've been speaking to a very important lady trying to preserve and look after a very valuable asset. That's the Irma Stern Museum. And thank you to Philippa Duncan.
Thank you, Philip.
And to find your way there or to other cultural events in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map or get it digitally at mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. FMR.